It's been called a ticking time bomb. The aging Safar oil tanker sits moored as a floating oil storage vessel in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. It holds more than 1 million barrels of oil. A lot has changed in Yemen since the ship was constructed in 1976. Thanks to civil war there, it's had no maintenance in 7 years. Environmentalists are very worried.
The main concern is for a catastrophic level leakage, so either the ship sinking or a missile striking it either intentionally or accidentally.
They point to the long-term devastation caused by the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill just off the coast of Alaska, and the fact that the Safar has 4 times as much oil on board. But in a world full of emergencies, raising the $113 million needed to finally address the problem was no easy feat for the United Nations.
We agreed on the first phase of the contingency plan submitted by the United Nations.
On Wednesday, Yemen's foreign minister announced they've raised enough money to begin the operation. An appeal to the general public raised $200,000 and enough international attention to begin the work.
We decided to help prevent the oil spill because we wanted to save sea life and the fishermen of Yemen.
For a country where more than 11 million people rely on the UN for food assistance, it's not just an environmental disaster the UN is trying to avert. Many people there rely on the ocean for their livelihoods.
It would create its own humanitarian catastrophe along the coast. Communities that were self-sufficient from fishing would no longer be self-sufficient, and they themselves depended upon humanitarian assistance.
For a busy United Nations, Yemen provides a rare bit of good news. First, a truce to slow the fighting, and now, finally, enough money to begin to replace the aging tanker. But they'll have to move quickly and raise even more money to avert a catastrophe. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, the United Nations.